in class, he was saying how Krishna says, Madhabharatmanan Kinchirasti Dalanjaya. Which, and then afterwards he said that actually it's not true, because he's controlled by his devoted superior. Are there any other instances also where Krishna says things like that which are overruled by other statement?
He says in Bhagavatam,
Are there any other places where similar thing happens, where Krishna says one thing, but then it's proved not to be true?
Only this case,
yeah.
This is how bhakta is, devotee is greater than the Lord.
Yes. Why did he say that then in the first place? Why did he say no one's greater than me? Why is it he said that if it wasn't?
He said to Dubhasa Muni, but Dubhasa Muni disregarded his bhakta, his devotee, that king, that is Ambarish, King Ambarish. You understand?
Yes.
He said that. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is stated also. If someone becomes his devotee, Krishna's devotee, Krishna makes him greater than he, gives him greater position. And don't want to be equal with Krishna, and Mayavadi is. Impersonalists, the thing they want, they are fools. Become devotee, so Krishna will make you greater than he.
Yes.
You cannot become one with Krishna or equal with Krishna, but you are constitutionally his devotee, so become his pure devotee. So Krishna will make you great, greater than he.
Yes. Another point, you said that constitutionally the servant of Krishna. You said constitutionally the jiva is a servant of Krishna.
Yes, constitutionally the jiva is a servant of Krishna. Jiva is Swarupa of Krishna Nityadas.
So is it that before the living entity came to the material world, he was Krishna, or he was, some say he was with Krishna, others say he came from Tathashta, and then he can choose either way.
Yes,
which is correct.
Yes, controversial point.
Yeah.
If someone will be with Krishna or in that kingdom, spiritual kingdom, they'll never come down here. Jatgatva nani vartante tadhama paramam mama kanahlama kind of vipartante. Jatgatva nani vartante tadhama paramam mama. Gita says this thing. Nobody will come back if someone achieves that kingdom. It's a supreme abode. Krishna says, my param dham. Then, why someone will come down here?
Yes. One thing I heard one time in class was that one devotee said, actually, because the living entity doesn't know everything, he's limited, then when he's with Krishna, sometimes he may think, well, maybe there's something more than Krishna, so I can enjoy. That was the reason someone gave. Is that just speculation?
No, that's speculation. If someone, param gita says, someone tests higher test, will never aspire for the lower test.
Yes.
So these are the proofs. Why? The living entity. How she can't allow samsara? Why living entity aspire for maya? It is there.
Yes.
You understand?
So,
the Mahajana says, Shastra also says, Krishna bhuli sehi jiva anadi bahir mukha. Ate maya tare devo samsara adi mukha. You understand? One cannot trace out its origin. When jiva, certain jiva, becomes forgetful of Krishna and is captured by maya, nobody can trace out its origin. So Mahajanas, Acharyas, they say anadi vahirmukha. Why they say anadi? Its origin cannot be traced out. It's from time immemorial.
Yes.
it has so happened. So, we cannot say, or someone cannot say, originally Jiva was there.
Yes.
No? Originally Jiva was the eternal part of the super soul, or the Supreme Lord. That's his constitutional position.
Yes.
But when he is forgetful, that cannot trace out.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
And nobody can be attracted towards Maya, those who are there.
Yes.
In the spiritual kingdom,
yes,
there is no Maya at all. Is there Maya?
No.
If there will be Maya, one may be attracted.
Yes.
There will be no Maya at all.
Yes.
Maya is here, in this material world.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So why one would be attracted?
Yes.
So, Jiva's forgetfulness, as I just say, up to, Jiva can go up to Brahman Jyoti. Do you understand?
Yes.
And there he falls down. From there, he falls down. Not from the spiritual world.
No. So, the Jiva is from Tathastha Shakti. He isn't Tathastha, but he's from Tathastha Shakti, is that correct?
No, he is Tathastha Shakti.
He is Tathastha Shakti.
Yes. Marginal potency. That means two things are there, superior and inferior. Therefore marginal. Marginal, margin means when the land and water, two things touch something, then that is called margin. Toto. We say toto, Sanskrit word. Toto means margin. This land, that water. So this is margin. Two things touch. Similar, marginal potency means two potencies are there. Superior, inferior. Two things are there. Jiva is touched with two things. So and he has margin, I mean say, minute independence. Do you understand?
Yes.
So he may choose. He has choice. Either he may choose superior or inferior.
How does he know which to choose? How does he know? How does he decide which to choose?
That is, he has to choose the superior, because Jiva belongs to superior energy.
Yes.
Not the inferior energy.
Yes.
If he chooses Krishna or superior energy, then he is in his constitutional position. You understand?
Yes.
And he will get pleasure.
Yes.
You understand? That means if that Bhagavad says, Hari Atma Bhutan, Sarva Bhutan, Jasanang Eva, Toya Ipsitam. One verse is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Hari Atma, Sarva Bhutan, Jasanang Eva, Toya Ipsitam. Jasa means aquatic animal, say fish.
Do
you understand? Fish requires water. If he is in water, water is circumstances, environment, then he is happy. He gets pleasure. If you take out a fish of water and put it in the land, in very comfortable arrangements, position, so he is not happy. He requires water. That is his natural atmosphere. Do you understand? Constitutional atmosphere. Do you understand? Similar, Atma, soul, living entity, wants the atmosphere of Hari. Do you understand? That is the natural Hari. If he gets that, he gets pleasure. As the aquatic animal gets pleasure in water. So if he is out of that atmosphere, that environment, here in Maya, illusory environment, he cannot get pleasure. He needs that. As aquatic animal needs water, requires water. So this soul, loving entity, needs that atmosphere, that environment, Hari. That is a natural atmosphere. You understand?
Yeah, I can see that.
That is in Srimad Bhagavatam, the verse is there.
So when the jiva, even though you say you can't trace out his origin, but at his origin, he doesn't know which way to go. He is not in knowledge, so he doesn't know whether to choose superior. Does he have knowledge of both energies? Does he know Krishna and does he know Maya? Or does he doesn't know and he just becomes, which is correct?
Yes. He knows everything, but sometimes he abuses his independence. So he is captured by Maya, comes down. There's abuse of independence. If you make proper use of your independence, then you will go accept Hari. You won't accept, jiva won't accept Maya. Two things are there, Hari and Maya, Krishna and Maya. The jiva, marginal, in the middle. So accept one. You have independence. So you must exercise your proper independence.
Yes.
If you abuse your independence, then you will attract it towards Maya. That's abuse of independence.
If the living entity has knowledge of there is
Krishna... Yes, because he has knowledge.
So,
because he is the eternal part of the supreme knowledge. So this is Ananda, Krishna, who is full of knowledge. So jiva has minute knowledge, not complete knowledge. So minute knowledge is sometimes dangerous. Sometimes it may be abused. Therefore it so happens.
So he doesn't know completely what the situation
is.
Yes,
he doesn't know completely. But naturally, he will get pleasure. Oh, it gives me pleasure. That Hari, the atmosphere.
Yes. It seems amazing that the jiva, having some even little knowledge, he still chooses Maya. Even though he has some knowledge of what Maya is like, he still chooses.
Yes.
Instead of Krishna.
Jiva has knowledge because jiva is a conscious being. Do you understand? He's a conscious being. And he's eternal part of the supreme knowledge. He has minute knowledge, everything minute. Because he is minute. Therefore sometimes he abuses his independence. And this is the result. To be captured by Maya. Sometimes attracted towards Maya. You understand?
I understand.
One story is that a prince, king's son, you understand, he's king's son. He went to the forest for hunting. Saridhim, you say, hunting. In the forest, there was an old witch. Old witch. You understand? The king's son is young. Young man. Young, beautiful, handsome. Young man. Looks very handsome, beautiful. That old witch, she knows witchcraft. Saw that beautiful young prince. And wanted to capture him. So, she assumed form of a beautiful maiden, young maiden, looking very beautiful, that which her demoness can do. You understand? So, the young prince was attracted toward her, towards her. But the young prince had so many beautiful girls, maidens, in the palace. You understand? But now he is attracted towards the old witch who had assumed the form of a beautiful maiden. You understand?
Yes.
This is the abuse.
Yes.
Why is he attracted? He has so many young princes there.
Yes. You get so much more pleasure from his tricks.
So when he is attracted, so that old witch trapped him and bound him up. She took him to her place and made him a great black boat. Do you understand? And just bound him up. During daytime, throughout the whole daytime, that old prince was a black goat and was bound up. When night comes, that old witch gives him his original form, that means young prince form, and she becomes a very beautiful maiden and you enjoy.
Yes.
Like that. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
The jiva is bound up, so it's a conditioned soul. It's conditioned. Mm-hmm. It's in the bondage. Maya has bound it up. You understand? Bound up. Because of the abuse of his independence. You understand?
Yes. So the longer he's here, the more he becomes bound through his action. The longer he's here, the more he becomes bound.
Therefore the sages, Mahajanas, devotees come here and teach this thing.
Yes.
You know who are you? You are forgotten, your own identity. You are such and such person, your father. You do know your father? Your father is such a great person, supreme person. You are his son. Why are you loitering here? Go back home, back to God. My Guru Maharaj says, back home. Chalo, good chalo, back home. You see? Mahajana says, just remind the conditioned soul.
Yes. But still some of them, many of them don't listen anyway.
Yeah.
They're still bewitched.
Yes. They are so forgetful.
I was reading in Jivadharma, this one place where towards the end it says that the jiva in Golok the jiva comes through Balaram, and in Vaikuntha through Sankarshan, and in the material through Mahavishnu. Is that? I don't really understand that. Is that at all?
You see. Yes, from Mahavishnu, all material manifestation comes.
Hmm.
You understand? When there is complete annihilation, Mahapralaya, all jivas rest in the body of Mahavishnu. Rest in, that is what you say, Pradhana.
Yes.
Or Prakriti. Eh? Mm-hmm. Pradhana, you say Pradhana. Mahatattva. We say Mahatattva. You understand? And that Mahatattva rests on the body of Mahavishnu. During that complete annihilation, as long as that period continues, till the next creation, all the jivas are resting there. In the body of Mahavishnu, the conditioned souls, not the liberated souls, conditioned souls. You understand? Then again, next creation, Krishna wills to create again. Next creation begins, then they come out. The Mahatattva comes out from the body of Mahavishnu, and jivas come out as they are. They were previously, like that.
Destined to remain here until they are pulled out.
You understand? This is going on, repeated all right. Bhutta bhutta puliyate. Gita says, bhutta bhutta puliyate. Creation, then annihilation, then creation, then annihilation, it's going on. Bhutta bhutta puliyate. Repeatedly it goes on. Like that. Unless one is liberated,
yeah.
He just continues in this way.
So it's said that when the jiva first comes to the material world, then he starts off as Lord Brahma, and then he works with
him. That you can say, when he first comes.
Yeah.
Therefore I say anadi, you cannot trace out its origin.
So that statement's not true either?
No.
It's not true. When were they
don't seen? Bother the head.
Yeah.
On that subject.
Yes.
We are here.
Yes.
In the prison house now.
Yes.
So we should try how to be liberated, get out of this prison.
Yes.
And why we are imprisoned? Prison is very clear.
Hmm.
Because you have abused your independence. Yes. Because you are attracted towards the Maya. Therefore you have been imprisoned.
Yes.
Now you take this lesson. Don't be attracted towards Maya, don't abuse again your independence. Only be attracted towards Krishna. Get out of this prison house and go to your original home and live there very happily, in pleasing atmosphere, eternal pleasing.
So when the jiva returns, well, when the jiva goes to Krishna, then he's acting as Shakti Tattva, even though he's jiva, but
jiva is always Shakti.
Yeah. He's acting as internal potency then. Even though he's jiva, he's acting as if he was internal potency.
Yes. Jiva originally superior potency.
Yes.
Superior potency, marginal, two things are there. When he chooses superior, he is in the constitutional position.
So, in one sense, it seems like when he returns, or when he goes back to Godhead, then he loses his independence because he can't come back again.
Why will come back?
Yeah.
Never come back. He'll never come back. Because he tests the heart test.
Yes.
Why will come back here? Never.
Yes.
Nobody comes back from that kingdom. Only sadhus, mahadhanas, devotees come here to deliver these conditioned souls. By the will of Krishna or by their own causeless mercy. Otherwise, nobody will come back here. And when such mahadhanas come here, they are not conditioned by Maya. They are liberated souls. They are not attracted towards Maya. Wherever they are liberated. Jivan mukta saucyate.
I just wanted to clear these things up. There's also with this about the origin of the jiva, where he comes from, which you say it's not really worth talking about. But devotees say
mostly come from Brahman Jyoti, fall down from there.
Yes.
Innumerable souls are floating there.
Yes.
They fall down.
So the Brahma Jyoti is consisting of these. Some devotees, they say that actually Srila Prabhupada never said this in his books. They say, Prabhupada never said this. Prabhupada says that they are with Krishna and they come back.
No, Prabhupada was there. They are with Krishna and come back. Where here, Prabhupada said.
Yes.
No. Have you seen? Have you heard in his book?
I haven't read. No. I can't remember anything.
Then?
Yes.
How a Vaishnava Acharya can say like that?
Yes.
Which is not a fact.
There are several very stalwart devotees that will say that. They say Prabhupada never said that, because Prabhupada said go back to Godhead.
Yes, go back to Godhead, because that is your original home.
Yes.
That's your own home,
yes.
Father's home.
Mm.
Yes, go back there.
Yes.
Mm. You have forgotten it,
yes.
So go back there.
There's nothing else I can ask
him. Yes. Hi,
Vishnu. I was wondering that I'm only going to be here for a few, 5 weeks or something.
Huh?
I'm only going to be here for 5 weeks or something.
Yes.
So,
that means all November, month of
yes.
November,
yes.
You'll be here.
Yes.
All right.
So I don't really have much time, really, before I have to go. So I was wondering, also some devotees will be coming soon?
Yes, they're coming in this Kartika.
So I was wondering if I may ask?
They may be coming after this Vrindavan festival after this. Soon they will come, I think.
The Kinchana is coming?
Huh?
Is the Kinchana coming?
Krishna Srila is coming.
The Kinchana?
Krishna Srila.
Oh.
And
no.
His wife, they are coming. He has already written to me. And some two devotees. They are from England, they are in Gurukul, Vrindavan, Gurukul,
yes.
Taking some education.
Yes.
And this will end by this time, this semester. And they will also come here.
Gurukashi Prasari.
Yeah. They will come here.
Oh.
They have already written me letters. That time. Anyhow, you are whole November here.
Yes. I was wondering if I may ask you some more personal questions to do with my future. Because in case they come, you'll be very busy. So.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So one thing, Maharaj, hopefully I will be able to become your disciple properly.
Mm.
I was wondering, as a grihastha, how is it that one can serve properly? How does one serve spiritual master? Because brahmachari is one thing, but what about grihastha? How does he act?
Why not?
How does he
act? Whatever one may be, grihastha, brahmachari, vanaprastha or sannyas, one has to serve spiritual master.
Yes.
Jasya prasadat bhagavad prasadat. Isn't it?
Yes.
The spiritual master is pleased, then Krishna will be pleased. Otherwise Krishna will never be pleased. Jasya prasadananna gati kutopi. That you sing in Guru Bhastaka every day. So, every disciple should please his spiritual master. Otherwise he cannot please Krishna.
Yes.
So, whatever he may be, he has to please, serve his spiritual master.
So, it's easy to see how devotees living here, brahmacharis, they can please the spiritual master. What about someone like myself would be an
Africa? Why not?
How can I?
Why not? Both of you, both husband and wife should serve Guru.
Yes.
And please him, what Guru wants.
But what do you want me? Tell me what you want me to
do. I want you to be a good devotee. Pakka devotee. You understand? And go back home. You understand? Back to Godhead. Don't be at any circumstance attracted towards Maya.
Yes.
Always engage yourself in the loving service of the Lord under the guidance of Guru.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Yes.
But at present, I want to help me in this project.
Yes.
This is my Guru Maharaj's project. This is the last founded project. You understand?
Yes.
Last founded project in 1977, the year of his disappearance.
Yes.
So, 12 years have already passed. It is not complete.
Yes.
So, I am very much shocked now. So, my Guru Maharaj is sending you all to me to help me. You understand? Thereby I will get his mercy, Prabhupada's mercy.
Yes.
This is present need.
Yes.
Present need. This is not whole time.
Yes.
As soon as it is completed, that's all right. And then you do your bhajan, do your service wherever you are, serve Krishna, and be happy whenever. At least once a year come here, or if I go there, I may go there. We'll meet or by correspondence we'll be in touch. Eternal relationship should be kept. You understand?
It seems, from what you said, it seems that somehow Krishna is arranging, like Srila Prabhupada said, the West, they have the... said the West, they have the legs.
Yeah.
And the East, they have... in India, they have the eyes.
Mm.
So, someone like...
and they have no eyes.
Yes,
in the West, they have no eyes. Said,
yes,
that Prabhupada said.
Yes.
They are blind, Indians, cripple.
Yes.
So, union of blind and cripple.
Mm.
Yes.
So India, there's not so much money going
yes,
freely, but
yes.
The West is money.
Money, but no knowledge.
Yes, no knowledge. So therefore...
that is union.
Yeah.
Yes.
So therefore we come and pay dandavats at your lotus feet and take instruction from you.
Mm.
At the same time the money comes.
Yes.
So Krishna is saving us.
Yeah.
Saving myself, wretched fellow, and bringing me here.
And that
time, money.
Prabhupada has said that thing.
Yes.
Allah Sajjah says that thing. Andha pangu nyaya. They say, Andha Pangu Nyaya, blind and cripple union, union of blind and cripple, Andha Pangu Nyaya.
So, for helping with this project, then after I leave here, it's okay, I was planning to go to England just for 2 months, because then I have flight booked to South Africa, where I was doing Seva before in the temple. So I should go to South Africa, or what should I do? I should carry on?
You go wherever you want and serve. I don't want restrict on that point. Do you understand? But so help this project. That's my
I was thinking of
instruction.
I was thinking of maybe I could collect some days, because not for many years I was selling paintings. So also in Africa you can sell paintings. So I was thinking maybe I could collect some days and some days to Puja for the temple, save for the temple. It's okay?
That is up to you, how you can do. You understand? That is up to you. How you can do according to time, place and circumstances.
Yes.
But my point is, help this project.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'll do my best to send something.
Yes.
As much as I can. So the grihastha, so we should send 50% of the collection or more or less? More, or not less.
That is up to you.
Yes.
It needs huge amount of lakhi.
Yes.
Lakhs of rupees.
Should I just maybe concentrate more on collecting? Should I just maybe concentrate more on collecting?
Yes.
I should concentrate more on that.
Yes, because it's the present need.
Okay.
Present need.
Yes.
We plan to open this temple by coming Ram Navami. Coming Ram Navami. That's in month April.
Yes.
Therefore we have concentrated our attention in the construction of dome portion and DT area, just above it, the DT area. You understand? Darshan Mandap DT area. It requires 6 lakhs of rupees. 6 lakhs.
20,000 pounds.
600,000 pounds. Rupees. You understand? So, much money.
Yeah. So, it's about, that's maybe 20,
unless, Lakshmi is most important. As soon as we have money, work will be speeded up.
Yes.
Day and night will continue work.
Yes.
Unless money, then we cannot open.
Yes.
Then again, it will go back to the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu.
When is that?
That is in February.
The following February. Wow.
You understand?
Yes. Okay.
Next February. You understand?
Yes.
Not this February, next.
So, do my best to collect. Okay. So, also with the grihastha couple, then how should they, is there any specific thing they should do, something they shouldn't do, as far as relating with each other and things?
So, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Husband and wife both should accept Guru.
Same Guru.
They should be under the discipline.
Same Guru.
Same Guru. Better.
Yes.
Otherwise there will be conflict.
Yes.
Right. Husband may say, my Guru says that thing, some wife may say, my Guru says.
Yes.
No, that's not
true.
You understand?
Yes.
So both will work under one Guru.
Mm-hmm.
So the Guru will control them.
Yes.
And we have Prabhupada given many nice instructions for Gurastha life.
Yes.
You may read from his books, especially this Devahuti Kardama.
Yes.
Kardama Devahuti. Third canto.
Yes.
Srimad Bhagavatam. That portion you will find nice instructions.
Yes.
Just you should follow those instructions.
What about the devotee that is supposed to be Brahman, or that is Brahman initiated? Then how? So it doesn't matter if he does business, that's okay.
He's Brahman, no, it's okay. Business for Krishna.
It's different. Yeah.
He's not Vaishya.
Yes.
His business for Krishna. Vaishnava can do whatever required for Krishna.
Yes.
As example is Parshuram is a Brahman.
Yeah.
But he acted like a Kshatriya.
Yes.
Because that is a need.
Yes.
It is not a fact that he is a Kshatriya, he is a Brahman.
Yes.
Similarly, you are cleaning this temple, this Sudrava. Are you Sudra?
Yes.
No? You are Vaishnava.
Yes.
It is needed. Mandir Mahachan. You understand? That's a transcendental work. It's not material work. Vaishya, Sudra, Kshatriya's work is material.
Yes.
But this is transcendental.
Yes.
Vaishnava can do what is needed.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this one thing, like the only thing I was ever good at in anything was, you know, spiritual life, I can't do anything properly. But the only thing I could do is collect money. So it can
yes, because it's needed now.
Yeah. Other thing I can't do anything.
Yes. Arjuna collected huge amount of money.
Yes.
So he is known as Dhananjaya.
Yes.
Dhana means wealth. But so much wealth for Rajasriya Yajna. Of Yudhishthira Maharaj.
Yes.
But he is a Kshatriya. A devotee, Vaishnava.
Yes.
You understand? He is known as Dhananjaya.
Yes.
That's needed. Yes. Do it.
Mm-hmm. So, one thing, as grihastha one shouldn't, as devotee grihastha one shouldn't get caught up too much in the worldly thing. Like if they're buying house and stuff, you shouldn't do just rent house or
No, of course, to set up his own house, because he has his family, his wife, children, where will he put up? Should have his own house. His house is also a temple.
Yes.
He must have his own deities.
On that point, one thing I wanted to ask. When I was in South Africa, I used to do Shaligram Puja. And the head pujari there, Bimal Prasad, he gave me some Shaligrams. So I have, but I'm not worshipping yet, because I know I'm not really. So if I have Shaligram, can I worship or should I wait?
Yes.
I can worship.
You'll worship. You'll be initiated Brahman.
Yes. I should worship.
You were Brahman, so I'll make you again Brahman.
I thought if I was Brahman before, I just had the thread. I certainly wasn't.
No need now.
Yeah, no need. I took off 2 days after you told me. It was very painful.
Yes, what is necessary? What is necessary? Chant Hare Krishna now.
Yes. Become purified and then accept.
Yes.
Because otherwise you're saying that, is it, another thing I've heard in relation to the mantra, is that if it was given to you by someone that's contaminated, then you take on the same contamination as well? Is that correct?
Definitely.
So then, I take on the same contamination as Bhagavan. So then I have to become purified.
Yes. As Brahma was instructed, give up your discontaminated body.
Yes.
In Bhagavatam, isn't it?
Yes.
So Brahma, give up that body.
Yes. The problem.
Sense the body.
Yes.
Similarly.
I need a lot of purification in that.
Yes, that's that. Purification.
Yeah.
Changing.
I need a lot. So as far as my wife is concerned, she's, she's been devotee for 3 years.
So she'll take out now.
We will give her Harinam this time. Because in one sense she's more intelligent, she's very intelligent. In one sense, because as you were saying yesterday, it's like there was one spiritual master, you're saying the sheep, that when everyone just goes one after the other and takes. But she wouldn't take, all the other friends were taking initiation from Giriraj Maharaj, and she wouldn't take. She's more intelligent. But I know she very much appreciates you, very much.
Therefore, I say both husband and wife should accept one guru.
Yes.
Should be under one guru's control, discipline. That's better. Otherwise, there will be hitch, friction.
I can see that. Also, another thing, Guruji, in relationship with the husband and wife, I'm sorry to keep on asking this thing, but the wife tends to be more materialistic than the husband.
Yeah.
And the wife always desires so many things, that the other thing. And they always, like for instance my wife, she's very young, she's like a little girl. And she has to very much have her own way and thing like that. So
woman's nature is there. Woman's nature.
So how does one do anything about that?
Because when woman comes under Guru,
accepts,
becomes Krishna conscious, and according to Guru's instruction, she will change. She will always remember, no, Guru has instructed me like this, it's Guru's instruction. So she may give up something, some of her tendencies, like otherwise it's very difficult. So Guru controls. And when you have accepted a wife, Prabhupada says, my Guru Maharaj, better to have a brahmachari life.
Yes.
Then now accept a wife.
Yes.
Because Lord Ram has to cry
for
the wife. That is, thereby he teaches. To accept a wife means you have to cry for her. The wife has so many demands, and husband's duty is to fulfill them. Nice sari, nice ornaments, give me this, give me that, like that, so many things.
So we have to do also?
Yes, that should be some accommodation. Not that excessive, some accommodation. That is ideal husband. Yes, sir. fulfill some of her demands.
With my wife, because she's so young, and she's Indian family, which is very close, isn't it? Mm. So it's like if she doesn't get something she wants, then she sulks. And she, you know, is very unhappy and cry and things. Mm. It's like, wait. Like for a while, like every single day she'd cry. Every day she'd want something, I'd say no and cry. Mm. So it's better I just go along and say yes. Okay.
Give her something. Fulfill some of her demands, that's all right. And best thing to obey the instruction of spiritual master. Mm. No spiritual master has said this thing. Yes. We must accept things for the service of Krishna only, not for our own self-gratification.
Yes.
This is the best thing. Mm. Most important instruction.
Yes. Mm. I see.
So Krishna consults wife means she will change. Mm. No. Why shall I ask for this thing for my self-gratification?
Yes.
If it will not be used for the service of Krishna.
So she
change.
Yes. So, yeah. So, but to remember the instruction, that's constantly here, isn't it?
Mm.
That's true.
Yes.
Because that's one thing I was a little worried about. Like here, I feel very happy and very. I think it's very, very nice. I'm thinking when I go, then it's going to be different. I'll be in different situation.
Therefore, you should have some tips. Just yes. Listen. And read Srila Prabhupada's books. Mm. And if problem, write to me letters, yes. I'll respond. So, then Guru Maharaj is giving this instruction.
Mm.
Follow it. Mm. Okay. Like that.
Yes.
Contact, constant contact.
Mm. So, Guru Maharaj, on the Shaligram Puja, is there anything specific I should do? How should I do it? Any?
Then you have Shalagram and we're worshipping and you worship, that's all right.
Mm. I should just do simple puja though, not big. Should I do big thing or just simple? Or
simple puja, just why big?
Yeah. Isn't temple
make it
very,
simple now.
Temple's very and elaborate.
Better with Shalagram of Gaurnika's deity.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We are the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
And Gaurnika, they are very, very broad-hearted, magnificent, munificent.
Yes.
Mm. So they will excuse your offenses. Shalagram will never excuse.
So we should worship both together?
Yes.
Mahaprabhu.
Yes, yes, yes.
Shalagram. So how should the worship be done? Through yourself? Do the puja?
Yeah?
How do I do puja? Through?
Through?
Through
Guru.
Yourself. Yeah, how?
Through Guru.
So how is that done?
You don't know how to worship Guru Nitai?
Well, I've never done it through actually thinking of the Guru when I've been doing it. But it's been thinking I'm dressing and I'm doing
yes.
this, I'm doing that.
Yes.
So that's not correct, I should be thinking.
The same process
hmm.
as you are serving, doing Archana,
hmm.
Shalagram. Similar process.
Hmm.
Therefore, Guru Nitai. You may see here. How this pujari does, we have these duties.
So, actually, Guru, just one question. On the altar, you have Ladu Gopal.
Gopal, I'll remove.
Will you take him off?
I'll take it out.
Oh.
Give it to somebody, to some of my disciples to take care.
I was wondering why Ladu
Gopal.
Yes. Seen...
because we have that. For this Janmashtami festival for Abhishek.
I see.
But deities are Krishna Balaram, Gaurnitai, this Krishna Balaram Mejo, Gaurnitai, Jagannath Balaram Trasurata. These deities will be there, three altars will be there. Prabhupada has already told me that thing.
Hmm.
So we have already these deities.
Yes.
Krishna Balaram deities we have. All brass deities, big deities.
Brass?
Brass. So big. And big and small both we have. And Jagannath deity is very big, like Puri Jagannath.
Really?
Yes, very big we have already. And small deity is also there.
Yes.
And Gaur Nitai deity is already worshipped.
Mm.
But big deities we will soon make. This brass deity is big, mm. Gaur Nitai.
No Radha Krishna?
No, Krishna Balaram.
No.
Prabhupada said it's Krishna Balaram temple. No Radha Krishna. Therefore, As long as we have not established that this deity is Krishna Balaram, so for Dhammashtami, I just do Abhishekam on that Gopal deity. But he will not be in the altar. I will soon give the deity to one of my disciples to take care.
Yes. Did Srila Prabhupada say why? Did Srila Prabhupada say why not Radha Krishna?
Prabhupada didn't say why. I have not asked him. He said, Krishna Balaram temple, let these deities will be there.
Yes.
I never said why, Prabhupada. I don't want to ask him. Whatever Prabhupada wanted, that's all right.
Yes.
All right. Whatever you want, we'll do it to satisfy you.
Yes. That's just So, Guru Maharaj, also on back to Shalagram again. There was one devotee that was I was talking to with the Bhaktodhyama, and he was saying about Shalagram Puja that this Amud is Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And if we're worshipping Shalagram, it's more Aishwarya, it's more different mood.
Different mood, yes.
So, does that have any. It's okay, it doesn't matter though. It doesn't have any effect at all.
No, why? You will find that in Mayapur you find Shalagramans are there.
Yes.
Gaur Nitai, Gaurang Mahaprabhu is there.
Yes.
Radha Madhava is there. Shalagram is there. You understand? We must have Gauranga.
Yes.
You understand? Because Gauranga means it's complete. Rasa is complete.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yes.
No Gauranga, rasa is incomplete.
Uh-huh. Where is that?
Syam Sundar, Gaur Sundar.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yes.
Krishna is Syam Sundar.
Yes.
And that Krishna becomes Gaur Sundar.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes.
Why? Why does he become Gaur Sundar?
Why? Because few reasons.
Three desires. Yes. To fulfill three desires. You understand?
Yes.
Doesn't say in the Tirthamaka. Radhaya Panayamani Vakidrusam, that was there, three desires.
Yes.
That is not fulfilled during Krishna Leela.
Yes.
Therefore, he becomes Gaur. Gaur means, Gaur Sundar means rasa is complete.
Yes.
Syam Sundar means it is incomplete.
Rasa,
mellow is unripe.
Yes.
But Gaur Sundar means mellow is ripened. Is yellow. Mango, have you seen mango?
Yes.
Green mango, ripe mango.
Yes.
Green mango. Syam Sundar means green mango. Unripe mellow. Gaur Sundar means ripened mango, yellow. Mellow is ripened. This Gaur.
Then he is complete, there's nothing lacking.
Nothing lacking.
Even Krishna is lacking.
Lacking something. Yes. So Gaur is here. It's complete. Ripened thing. And Krishna is there also.
Yes.
Krishna Balaram. And Jagannath Mahabhav Prakash. That's Mahabhav.
Yes.
You understand? And Gaur means is a combination of Radha and Krishna. And Gaur means Radha Babu is predominantly, not Krishna Babu. Though he is Krishna himself, he is thinking himself as Radha. So, Radha is there in that form. It's better.
Yes.
Superior.
Actually, again, on this point, on Mahaprabhu, it is said that he becomes to freely distribute what no one else has ever given before.
Yes, that prem, Krishna prem.
And it said that he opened the Panchatattva opened the storehouse of love of God and freely distributed to everyone. And that when Krishna came, then he said, first you surrender to me, then I give you love of God.
Yeah.
Then Mahaprabhu just gave freely to everyone.
Freely to everyone, yes.
Then it seems that it's still so difficult.
Mahaprabhu is so munificent, so broad hearted, so magnanimous. Adhuta udarjo, adhuta karunya, adhuta badanya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami used three times this word adhuta, wonderful. Adhuta padanya, adhuta karunya, adhuta udharja is Mahaprabhu. Udharja means magnificent, broad-hearted, burning. Udharja vigraha. Karunya, kind, kindness, wonderful kindness. And adhuta padanya, magnificent, wonderful.
It seems that even though Mahaprabhu freely gave to everyone, but it's still so very difficult to get it. Why? Why is it still so difficult to get?
To get?
Yes. Mahaprabhu freely gave to everyone, but still it's so difficult.
He freely gives, but you are so obstinate. You are so stubborn. That you... You never surrender to him. You understand? You have never developed love for him. That is the reason.
Because,
still he is very merciful. Yes. He has his mercy. And he must make you surrender.
Yes.
And make you okay.
That will be true.
Because you have delivered so many my bodies.
Yes.
It's so much.
May I ask again on the shalagram again? I have three shalagrams, and I have some Dwarka Shila. Dwarka Shila I have also.
What's that?
Dwarka Shila.
Dwarka.
So should I? I was wondering if I could maybe worship as Krishna Balaram. I have Dwarka Shila and Krishna. I can worship like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering if I was maybe speculating. That's okay. Is it true that you can worship shalagram as anyone who you desire to worship?
Shalagram means is a Vishnu Vigraha. Yes, that is according to mood of the worshipper or devotee. You may worship like that. Krishna will accept.
So seeing you have Krishna Balaram as the main deity here. Yeah.
This plan is a very nice plan. Do you find?
This
is a beautiful plan?
Yes, yeah, very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
I've seen on the sign outside.
Yes.
Where it will look.
Yes. Very nice.
Yes. For three sets of deities, you need many pujaris, so.
Yes? Many pujaris, yes.
How
we need four pujaris.
Full pujaris. Full time.
Four pujaris, full time pujaris.